the Victoria Street Bridge, in downtown Trail, will be lit up in vibrant red lights Sunday night in observance of World TB Day. This initiative aims to raise awareness of tuberculosis, TB, as the world's deadliest infectious disease, drawing attention to the urgent need for global action to combat this persistent health threat in Canada, and around the world. We are proud to join hands with Trail to illuminate the Victoria Street Bridge in red for World TB Day, said Chris Dendies, Executive Director at Results Canada. This symbolic gesture raises awareness about TB and the need for Canada to lead the charge in eradicating this deadly disease at home and around the world. The city's Victoria Street Bridge joins at least 43 monuments and landmarks from coast to coast to coast in lighting up for this important issue. This is a testament to the dedication and advocacy of Results Canada volunteers who have been submitting requests across the country for this initiative and tirelessly advocating for increased awareness and action from Canada to address TB. On the evening of March 24, the community is encouraged to go to the bridge and take a picture to post on their social media with hashtag YesWeCanEndTB and send it to their Member of Parliament, with a note about how TB must be ended at home and around the world. Together, we can work towards a world free of TB, where every individual has access to the care and support they need to live a healthy life, adds Dendies. World TB Day, observed annually on March 24, marks the day in 1882 when Dr. Robert Koch, a German physician and microbiologist, announced he had discovered the bacterium that causes TB, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which opened the way towards diagnosing and curing this disease. Spread person to person through the air. The disease mainly affects the lungs, and common symptoms include coughing, fever, and fatigue. TB is curable with a regimen of antibiotics and preventable, yet, according to the World Health Organization, 10.6 million people fell ill with the disease in 2022, and 1.3 million people died from it that year. There is only one licensed vaccine for tuberculosis, the Bacille-Calmette-Guérin, BCG, vaccine. It was invented over 100 years ago, and while it has since saved millions of lives, it has limitations. The BCG vaccine provides protection against the most severe forms of tuberculosis in children but offers variable and limited protection for adolescents and adults. And although tuberculosis can be cured with a combination of antibiotics, until recently, the standard course of drugs took 6 to 9 months to complete, and treatment for drug-resistant tuberculosis took up to 2 years with much lower chances of cure. So Sunday night, the striking red illumination serves as a visual representation of solidarity with those affected by TB and a call to action for governments, organizations, and individuals to prioritize TB prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. TB remains a significant public health concern, causing immense suffering, claiming millions of lives worldwide each year, and disproportionately affecting those living in poverty. Even within Canada, TB remains a significant threat among groups who are often marginalized, including Indigenous and newcomer communities. For more information, visit resultscanada.ca. Results Canada volunteers are part of a network of advocates who work to address the root causes of poverty, including diseases like tuberculosis.